go to the 8th verse. Vishwam pashyati karya karanataya.
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 Swaswami sambandhatah.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Sishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Sishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Sishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Sishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Pitruputradhyatmana
bhedatah.
Pitruputradhyatmana bhedatah. Pitruputradhyatmana bhedatah.
Pitruputradhyatmana bhedatah.
Pitruputradhyatmana. Pitruputradhyatmana bhedatah.
Bhedatah.
Pitruputradhyatmana. Pitruputradhyatmana bhedatah.
Pitruputradhyatmana
bhedatah. Swapne jagrativam.
Swapne jagrativam.
Ya esha purusho.
Ya esha purusho.
Maya paribhramitah.
Maya paribhramitah.
Swapne jagrati vaya esha purusha.
Swapne jagrati vaya esha purusha.
Maya paribhramitah.
Maya paribhramitah.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
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 Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Swapne Jagrativa.
Swapne Jagrativa.
Yayesha Purusho.
Yayesha Purusho.
Maya paribhramitah.
Maya paribhramitah.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
So we saw in the 7th verse the difference between aham and ahankaraha. What is ahankaraha? I, the self, am the consciousness existence. The Satchidatma. I am Satchidatma. What is the Satchidatma? I am Satchidatma, which is free from any relationship, which is free from all attributes. Attributelessness is the Swarupam of the Satchidatma, consciousness existence. Consciousness is free from all attributes. That is why attributelessness, is it? Is the Swarupam of the Atma. But this act, in reality, every self, even though if I say every self, the every self is only self. all the selves are nothing but one self, that one self is Satchidatma, the pure consciousness existence, and which is free from all attributes. But this Satchidatma, I am, when identified with the body, mind, sense complex, then the attributes of the body, mind, sense complex are superimposed upon the Atma, then the Satchidatma becomes what now? Mistaken for then the attributed, attributeless Atma becomes attributed Atma when you mistake the anatmas, dharmas as the dharmas of the Atma. That identity. So that then when the attribute Atma is what now? Ahankaraha. When the attributes are included, Atma is what now? Sakshi Satchidatma becomes Ahankaraha with the attributes. Minus attributes Aham. So in the waking state and in the dream state, in the waking state, in deep sleep state, there is Ahankara is resolved. In deep sleep state, Ahankara is resolved. Why? The very knowledge I am is resolved. You are pure Satchidatma, pure consciousness existence in deep sleep state. There is no cognition I am. There is no cognition that the world is. Therefore, Ahankara is resolved in deep sleep state. Not permanently, temporary resolution of Ahankara in deep sleep state. Why resolved? Then you do not look at yourself as a limited individual. You do not have the attributes added to you. You are not knowing you are in deep sleep state. So what happens? You do not say, I am the seer, I am the hearer, I am the listener, I am a thinker, I am fat, I am tall, I am sick, I am healthy, I am intelligent, I am dull. Those notions are all not there. The notions are all, I am itself is not there. Isn't it? The knowledge is not there. The notion, anything added to I am also is not there in deep sleep state. Therefore, divisions are also not there in deep sleep state. There is no time, there is no space, there are no divisions. What is there is pure consciousness existence. But ignorance also is there in deep sleep state. You are actually pure consciousness existence, which is Sakshi, which is Aham. Isn't it? Satchidatma, Aham is pure Satchidatma, pure consciousness existence, the all-pervasive reality, which is this just the Sakshi. But same Satchidatma, in waking state, attributes are there. When the attributes are added to Aham, because what now? Ahankaraha. So in Jnanam, you are just the Aham Satchidatma. In Ajnanam, you are Ahankaraha. Ahankaraha means what now? As Ahankaraha, you become Ahankari, Samsari, Dukhi, Sukhi, isn't it? Everything baddha, you are bound also. So that pure Satchidatma is Dakshinamurtihi, unto him my salutations, we saw in the previous verse. And here, these attributes added, once the attributes are added in Ajnanam, there is Adhyasaha. What is Adhyasaha? Adhyasaha is erroneous self-perception. mistaking the anatma for the atma is adhyasaha. So without ajnanam, adhyasaha is not possible. Once adhyasaha is there, I've been telling this from a Tattvabodha class onwards. So repeating this line. So you have to memorize this in fact. So because of adhyasaha, there is adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha means what? Superimposition. Taking up, the anatma dharmas as atma dharmaha. That is the adhyaropaha. They're all continuous, simultaneous, one leading to the other. Adhyasaha, adhyaropaha. Once you take the anatma dharmas as your own dharmas, even though your swarupam is, your real self is pure consciousness existence, these anatma dharmas are taken as the atma dharmaha, then what happened now? The notion about the self comes. The notion about the self is what now? Definitely ignorance caused, erroneous self-perception born, superimposition caused, notion about the self is what notion? Definitely erroneous notion. That erroneous, even the erroneous notion about the self is what? Wrong perception, no? Notion about the self is aham sakshi satchidatma becomes what now? Aham a jivaha. Aham a limited individual. Limited individual. Aham associated with the body maintenance complex. Associated with the dharmas of the body maintenance complex. Then becomes what? I am small. I am insignificant. I am unhappy. I am sad. I am inadequate. I am mortal. I am going to die one day. I was born such and such a date. I am sick now. I am happy now. I am rich. I am poor. I am educated. I am uneducated. I am illiterate. I am ignorant. I am wise. I am all these notions about the self. Ahankaraha. Is it clear now? So why the ahankara? That's why ahankara cannot be just go like that. Okay? People give ahankara. All these problems are because of ahankara. All these problems are what? Because of ahankara. What is ahankara? Wrong. Because ahankara, because you have wrong notion. They don't say wrong notion also. Ahankara, they think pride and arrogance. Wrong meaning. You are helpless. No, all the human beings are. There's no human being who free. There's no nose which is free, which has not got the common code. Okay, which has. There's no head which has not got headache at all in the whole life. Similarly, there's no human mind which is free from this ahankara. What ahankara? Wrong notion about this self, which is expressed in the form of I am so and so. Onwards. Isn't it? I am so and so. All your biography is what now? Expression of ahankara only. Because all about the physical personality, emotional personality, intellectual personality, how bright you are, how clever you are, how sharp you are, means your intellectual personality comes out. Know how nice and compassionate and kind and generous you are, emotional personality. How good looking, how tall, how nice, how dark, how fair, and how black beauty you are, that also comes. I have to say that, okay? Now, our physical personality comes. All the personalities are mistaken for the very person. This was all the ahankara, wrong notion about the self, isn't it? Which is aham. Karaha, ahankaraha. This ahankaraha, therefore, there is a difference between aham and ahankara. Actually, you are aham, satchidatma, but you become ahankaraha, this wrong notion about the self. In ajnanam, you are helplessly ahankari. In jnanam, you are aham brahma. You are limitless reality, which is a fact, which is the truth. Therefore, what is jnanam? Jnanam is simply merely taking ownership of one's own Swarupam as pure consciousness existence or being consciousness existence. Do you need to do anything else here? No. Taking ownership of your own Swarupam being pure consciousness existence is actually Jnanam. In Jnanam, you don't need to wash and give up and throw away Ahankara. Now, I have to throw away. Ahankara is holding on to me. I have to remove and throw it away. Not that way. You can't give up Ahankara. Ahankara will just resolve. If you take ownership of your own Swarupam being consciousness existence, Ahankara resolves by itself. That is the permanent resolution of Ahankara, wrong notion about the self, in taking ownership of your own Swarupam being pure consciousness, existence, which is free from all attributes. Because all these attributes are incidental. They come, they remain, they go, resolve in consciousness, existence, which is eternal. In eternal consciousness, existence, these incidental, these attributes come, they are there and go. Is it clear now? This is the truth. Once in taking ownership of your Swarupam being pure consciousness existence, which is of the nature of attributelessness, by cognitively removing the attributes from Atma, how can you take ownership of the pure consciousness existence as yourself? You remove the attributes, you can't remove the attributes physically, but you can remove the attributes cognitively and take ownership of your Swarupam being conscious, Satchidatma, you are free. Is it clear now? But in this that we saw, that is why there are discontinuous, mutually exclusive avasthaha. Balyadi avasthaha, then jagradadi avasthaha. Waking, the different states of experience in a day, such as waking, dream, deep sleep, etc. And this childhood, boyhood, youth, old age, etc. These different stages of life, in all these different stages of life, in all these different states of experience, in all of them, they're all these different states and stages, all different changes, are what now? Mutually exclusive, they are discontinuous, they come and go. But what is that one thing which is continuously, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, continuously is there in all the discontinuous, mutually exclusive states of mind, experiences and stages of life is this pure consciousness existence, which is you. You are not the discontinuous stage of life, nor are you anything which comes and goes, nor are you a mutually exclusive any state of experience, but you are eternal, everlasting, all-pervasive, the self-existence, self-existent, pure consciousness, independently existent, pure consciousness, existence, you are. And that consciousness, existence is Dakshinamurti, unto him my salutations. Balyadishu sarvasu avastha, balyadishu avasthasu, jagradadishu avasthasu, sarvasu avasthasu, aham iti no sada antah spurati. As a child, you know you were. There were aham was there. As a child, as you were growing up, even though how you were, when you were 1 year old, you were, how you were, until you become 2 year old, you know, there is no aham, the knowledge I am. But still when you become 4 and 5 and 10 year old, 11 year old, you know definitely I am. Was there in 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, 4 year old, 5 year old. When you were 6 year old, as a child, when you started going to school, you, I am was there. Then as you are growing up as a boy, I am is there. And you are a young person, I am is there. As a young brahmachari student, as a student, I am was there. You came to other stages also now. Now I am married. Before I was aham, now we are avam. Okay, two, and now we are vayam also with the three more children. No, and aham, even as a married person, as a grihastha, aham continues. Then, first you are single, then first you become aham husband. Before marriage, you are a bachelor. After marriage, you are aham husband. Aham comes. Then, aham father comes. Okay, father. Look at you, aham continues, status has different, become different. Father. Then your son gets married, aham grandfather or grandmother. Then aham continues. Then I am very old. I was an officer before, I am retired now. Okay, I am continues, this position changed. Retired, jobless person. And then, isn't it? An active working person, the stay, positions change, status change, conditions change, aham continues. What is that? Aham, 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 it is sadas purati. Do you want to search for Paramatma? What is that aham? That aham is pure consciousness existence, isn't it? Which is available as for you as aham. Who is that Paramatma? Who is pure consciousness existence? Where is that? What is that aham? No, aham is nothing but pure consciousness existence. Such is all pervasive, eternal, independent reality, consciousness existence always available as aham. In all the discontinuous, mutually exclusive stages and states, aham is available. Continuously available. Sada antahaspurati, no antaspurantam sada. Therefore, that we say that is what Achidatma, but only thing is in waking state you have all the attributes. In deep sleep state, are you asleep? What are you in deep sleep state? You are not the you seer status is not there. Hearer status attribute is not there. The one who smells that attribute is not there. One who tastes food is not there. The walker status is not there. All the attributes are not there. So attributes are what? Incidental. Isn't it? Therefore, what comes and goes, their incidental attributes belong to anatma. Attributes belong to anatma. Atma is of the nature of action. What? Actionlessness, attributelessness. Is it clear now? This is the truth. Now we are getting into the new verse. So, but here Shankara says, it is very, very unfortunate thing, even though you are Satchidatma, but what you are not able to cognitively separate the attributes from the Atma. Cognitive separation is a must. It's like in the presence of light, Mike is, when you say, my light is, Mike is. Light is an independent entity, isn't it? Light is not a part of the mic, opaque mic. Light is not a product of the mic. Light is not a property of the mic. Light is an independent entity but pervades the mic and brings the mic to light. Is it clear now? Light is... Right, it exists independently of the independent of the mic. It doesn't depend upon the mic for its existence to come to light. Similarly, this consciousness, Satchidatma, is what now? Consciousness is not a part of the body mentions complex, not a part of any of the Namarupa here, not a product of any Namarupa here, are not the property, not a property, not a product, not a part of any Namarupam here, but consciousness existence is an independent entity which pervades all the Namarupas, which pervades the body mentions complex, the way enlivens the body mentions complex and lends existence to body mentions complex, and this consciousness existence is not limited by the boundaries of body mentions complex. Isn't it? That is consciousness existence. But what happens? The attributes which are incidental, you can't separate it. You have to always, cognitive segregation is very important. Cognitively separate what is eternal is, what is independent is satyam, what is mithya, what is dependent, what is it which has independent existence, which is as though is mithya. Therefore here mithya is a thing but satyam, and aham satchidatma satyam, that must become very clear. Otherwise when this mistake error happens, then what happens? Once your ajnanam is there, you are deluded, confused. In ajnanam, isn't it, in ignorance, you are not able to separate and see. See, because you can never separate opaque object from the mind, opaque object from the light, isn't it? You cannot physically separate the opaque object from the light. But to understand what is pure light, you can cognitively separate, isn't it? Cognitively you can separate the mic from the pure light, I understand what is pure light. Is it clear now? Similarly here also, but that cognitive separation is possible only if you know the swarupam of the Atma. In jnanam, you can, cognitive separation is possible. In ajnanam, you can't separate. That is why lack of discriminative knowledge. I can't physically separate light and mic, but I can have discrimination, discriminative knowledge of what is light and what is mic. And that means what? Light is one, light is uniform, light is independent, light is all pervasive, but opaque object is dependent. If the objects are many, this discrimination, is a discriminatory knowledge is possible, you know, surup of the light, clearly. Similarly, here also what happens here, discriminative knowledge is a must for you to be able to separate cognitively. Physical separation is not possible. That if you are not able to separate cognitively, because you do not have the jnanam, in ajnanam, then you are deluded. Lack of discriminative knowledge, not being able to discern satyam from mithya, the attributeless consciousness from the attributes of the anatma, isn't it? You need what now? Jnanam. In ajnanam, it is not possible. Once ajnanam is there, then what happens? Avarana shakti covers, then maya gives you, projects you erroneous perception. Erroneous perception is caused by vikshepa shakti, and ajnanam is caused by avarana shakti. Then what is? Then you are deluded. Is clear now? You mistake the attributeless atma for the attributed ahankara. Attributeless aham sakshi hachid atma, you mistake it for attributed ahankaraha, a limited individual. Is it clear now? Therefore, it's called, Shankaracharya says here, who is this jivaha? Who is this person who mistakes himself for the anatma, or mistakes the attribute of anatma for the atma? See, consciousness does not mistake. Understand? But the does not mistake. But here, this person originally, in reality, is what? Consciousness, existence. But because of ignorance, because of maya, avarna shaktihi, the truth being covered, error being there in perception, isn't it? Then he is totally deluded. This person, the deluded person also, in reality what? Deluded person also is in reality consciousness existence. A wise person who knows I am consciousness existence is consciousness existence. The ignorant person who does not know I am consciousness existence also is what? Consciousness existence only. Isn't it? That is all. Therefore, the difference is only ajnanam, you are atma, in jnanam you are atma, in ajnanam you are ahankara. Is clear now? Therefore, this deluded person also, in reality pure consciousness existence, which is Dakshinamurtihi, unto him my namaskaraha. The deluded person also is Paramatma only in reality. Unto him my salutations. Is it clear? And here, once you are deluded, what happens? In delusion alone, relationship is possible. Atma, Satchidatma is free from all relationships, all connections, all associations, all links, all entanglements. Please understand, can consciousness existence have any relationship? Does light have any relationship, association, or link, or entanglement, or sambandha with any of the opaque objects? Light is, without effort, by its mere presence, by its swarupam, illumining the opaque objects. Is it clear now? Similarly, consciousness existence is just by its presence, what now? Lends existence to the jagat. No, lends, makes the jagat shine by its mere presence. But pure consciousness existence is the only reality. There's a second reality to relate to. Is it clear now? Therefore, pure consciousness existence has no sambandha, no relationship. That is why Advaitam is very frightening for many people. You have to give up. Relationship goes means very frightening. It's all maturity, isn't it? So, in reality, consciousness existence doesn't have any reality, any relationship. So, relationship itself is what? Sambandha, relationship, connection, association, link, entanglement is implies what? Ahankaraha. Okay? Ajnanam is there, ahankaraha will be there, attributed, individualized, limited, isn't it? This ahankaraha becomes what now? This ahankara alone has all relationships. And relationship is, any relationship is only in ajnanam possible. In jnanam, relationships will resolve. You can have relationships, but relationships you know are all mithya. There's no real relationship. You know, our connection, you know, we love each other so much. That means that itself we can say, the way you say itself is understood how mithya it is. Okay? There's other than consciousness existence, everything else is mithya. Relationship also is mithya only. Isn't it? So here, this is this Kaparibrahmitaha,
this, now this highly confused, deluded person, why he is deluded? Error is caused by what? Vikshepa Shakti. Avarnam is caused by what? Ajnanam is caused by what? Avarna Shakti. So Maya has contributed in Maya Paribhramitaha. Being deluded by Maya Shakti, highly confused by Maya Shakti, this person has all forms of relationships. First relationship is what now? Karya Karana Sambandaha. No? How he becomes tossed by this, all this problem, tossed up and down by this, tormented by these problems of relationships. Every relationship causes samsara only. Know that any relationship is samsara. No, there is no samsara. Dukkameva nasti. There is a beautiful, nice, wonderful, enjoyable relationship. Even if somebody says our relationship is like that, that relationship will definitely come to an end one day. Why? Desha kala. Understand now? Prarabdha will put an end to any association, any relationship. Then the end of relationship will cause a great agony, pain. It's a truth, isn't it? It's a fact. It is a bitter truth. It's a bitter, undesirable, most undesirable fact. We have to learn to digest this. Therefore, he says, Karya Karana Sambandaha. What is Karya Karana Sambandaha? Delusion cause, you know, results in what? As Ahankari, because of Ajnanam, as an attributeless consciousness Atma, even though in reality every person is attributeless consciousness Achid Atma, but because of Ajnanam, because of Radhyasaha, because of Adhyaropaha, one, because of the wrong notions about the self, everyone is Ahankarihi Bhavati. Isn't it? As an Ahankari, one can't help being subject to relationships. A relative Ahankari, Ahankaraha is what? Relative I. Aham is what? Absolute I. This absolute I, Sachidatma, because of Ajnanamana, Adhyasaha, becomes relative I, empirical I. Once you become a relative empirical I, you are related to what now? The Jagat, isn't it? And you have relationships, sambandaha. How, then as a deluded person, karya karana sambandaha he has. What is karya karana sambandaha? The deluded person sees oneself, connects oneself to what now? This karya karana sambandaha. He has the relationship of what now? Karyam and Karanam. What does it mean? He sees the whole Jagat is Karyam and Brahman is the Karanam. Bhagavan is the Karanam. Reality is the Karanam. It also sort of Ajnanam only. Look at this. Initially it's okay. Is Brahman really the Karanam? Brahman alone is Satyam. Even the status of Brahman being the cause, and the status of being the cause of Karanatham also is Mithya. Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, if you say, what does it mean? Okay, Brahman consciousness existence does not say, I am the cause. For understanding purpose, we say, the whole Jagat cannot exist independent of Brahman. Therefore, we say, Brahman is what now? The cause of the Jagat is Brahman. In a Jnani's mind, there is no Karanam, there is no Karyam. All that is there is only Brahma Sachid Atma Aham Asmi. Is it clear now? I, the Self, am the consciousness existence, which is Brahman, the limitless reality. All that is here is only Brahman. It is vision of a Jnani. what of the paribrahmitaha? What is the vision of the paribrahmitaha, confused person? Isn't it? I am an individual, different from the jagat. This jagat is the created by the Lord, and the Lord is the cause. Lord is the cause, creator of the universe. This universe is different from the Lord. I am different from the, what now, this universe. I am different from the universe. Universe is different from me. The universe is different from the Lord. I am different from the Lord. Why? Lord is the creator cause. Universe is created. I am part of the, what now? Part of the universe. I am also created. Is it clear now? This God, Karya Karana Sambandha. And as an individual, I am here now. I am born because of Prarabdha Karma. Look at, I am born. Look at this. I am, in Ajnani's understanding, I am born because of Prarabdha Karma. I am going through Prarabdha Karma. I had to exhaust my Prarabdha Karma. I have Sanchitam Karma and Agami Karma. I will be born again in next Janma. I don't know what is going to be my next Janma. My next Janma. Look at this. It's all caused by what? This is all effect of my Prarabdha Karma. And Prarabdha Karma is the Karanam. So where are you associating yourself with? As a miserable, confused individual, you say, you have Prarabdha Karma, you have Sanchitam Karma, you have Agami Karma, you are born because of Prarabdha Karma, you are exhausting Prarabdha Karma, and you will be born again to exhaust the next Prarabdha Karma if you don't get Jnanam. That is true in a way, but still, but in Jnanam, you won't talk like that. So this is a very high understanding. All these are what now? What association? Aham prarabdha, I am exhausting my prarabdha karma, means what are you now? Are you ahankari or ahankara? Is it there ahankara or jnanam? Aham. Ahankara. If you say, aham exhausting my prarabdha karma, it's expression of ajnanam only. That is itself ahankara only. You are Satchidatma. Where does the consciousness have? Does consciousness have punyam and papam? Does consciousness go through Prarabdha Karma? In Ajnanam, isn't it? Aham exhausting my Prarabdha Karma. Prarabdha Karma is my Karanam. And my birth is the Karyam. My suffering is my Karyam. Effect, the pain and pleasure I am exhausting in this life is what now? My prarabdha phalam, and then my prarabdha karma is the karanam. Isn't it? This is how one sees the universe. Vishwam pashyati. Understand now? Vishwam pashyati. One sees the universe as what? As what? Not as a clear-headed person, but as a confused-minded, maya paribhramitaha, totally deluded by maya, ajnanam, ignorance, totally deluded by ignorance, this person sees the universe with all relationships as what? Jagat is the karyam. Jagat is created. Ishvara is the created cause. I am also created. I am also created. Look at this. I am also created. Because I am a part of the karma. Part of the karma is the karanam. My birth is karyam. I am my going to suffer. Part of the karma is karyam, effect. This is how one associates oneself with what? This sambandha. You can now. This karya karanataya vishvam pashyati. One sees this world associating oneself with, as relating oneself with relationless Atma, Asanga Atma, being in reality, being an Asanga Atma, relationless Atma, one relates oneself to this Jagat, sees this Jagat as what? As one associating oneself with Karya Karanam, Karyam and Karanam. Is it clear now? One relates oneself with what? Karanam and Karyam. Is it clear? Karya Karanataya Vishwam Pashyati. Next. Because of this Ajnanam caused delusion, one has relationship of what? Swaswami Sambandataha. Swaswami Sambandaha. First Karya Karana Sambandaha. Next comes what? Swaswami Sambandaha. What is Swaswami Sambandaha? Swaswami means, Swami means master. Swami means owner. Swami means possessor. And once you are Ajnani, then you are Ahankari, attribute itself. As Ahankari, you are deluded. Ajnani, in Ajnanam, as a deluded person, you are helplessly become attributed individual, Ahankari. Once you have Ahankara, you have what now? You become a Swami, master. Isn't it? And Swami Sambandha. You have what now? Owner owned Sambandha. First you had cause effect Sambandha. You have cause effect Sambandha because of what? You have cause effect Sambandha because of delusion. Isn't it? Now you have what now? You have this Swaswami Sambandha, owner owned Sambandha also. You become the, I say, I am the owner of this property. I am the master of this per thing. I am in charge of this thing. Isn't it? I own this property. This is owned by me. I am the owner. Isn't it? This also association is possible. That ownership, owner owned Sambandaha, Swaswami Sambandaha, all this what now possible only in delusion. See, relative relationship is okay, but relative relationship is not denied by the Shastram. Relatively you are owner, relatively things are owned by you, relatively there is Karanam, relatively there is Karyam. Relative, what is relative becomes absolute for you in Ajnanam. You think you are really a owner. That is the problem. Okay, I am here now, okay, I have this house, this is a different thing. I am a real owner. Means what now? Are you going to be there for fun? No. What are you? What are you? Isn't it? Unless delusion is there, I am the body, mind is complex, the delusion is there, it is not possible for you to have that owner-owned relationship. Swami Sambandha is not possible. I am the master. I am the owner. I am the author. I am the possessor. So, such Sambandha also is there. Is it clear now? And then, that Sambandha causes what? The problem of acquisition. Involves great effort. Then the problem of maintenance. Isn't it? Yoga Kshema Samsaraha will be there in owner owned relationship. In Swami Swaswami Sambandaha. Isn't it? Relationship. One can relate oneself as an owner. I am is okay. I am owner when you say, what are you relating yourself with? No? You relate yourself with the ownership. Not like doership, enjoyership, now ownership. Isn't it? I am exhausting Parabdha is a, again becomes what now? Karya Sambandaha. Because of when you think you are the your birth is effect of some paradha karma, then that is because then you associate yourself also with what? Karanam, the paradham. So, karyakarana sambandha is because of delusion, maya, paribrahmanam. Then, this swaswami sambandha is because of this maya, karyam only, ajnanam only, delusion only. Okay. Vishwam pashyati karyakaranataya swaswami sambandhataha. Is it clear now? Two sambandhas you have understood now. Swaswami sambandhataha. Then, sishyacharyataya tathaiva. Then, sishya sambandha, acharya sambandha. Isn't it? Aham sishyaha. I am acharyaha. If any acharya is aham acharyaha, you can't learn with the teacher. That is why, have you ever heard a teacher saying, I am an acharya? I never heard Swamiji calling himself a guru. I never heard him saying, I am a guru. Chatyam. He never said. Recently, when I took Anju to Coimbatore last time, prostituting, one African man came, one African, and he came to nearby Ayurveda college when he came here to, and he was asking Swamiji, you say, Swamiji, it is very important to study Shastram with the Guru. Now, one should not study Shastram by oneself. Then, but it is very difficult, how to recognize a Guru? He asked the question, the genuine question is it. How to know who the Guru is? How to go and select a Guru and study with him? If you do not even know, we end up with wrong people. How to select a teacher? Everybody expected Swamiji to say, no, it's a Gurukulam here, we have teachers, I am here, you can come and study. You know what he said? He didn't say one word, but he said you had to go to many places, you had to be with places, and naturally, when your mind is dissatisfied, your thirst itself will chase you from that place to another place. And where you find clarity, and you will stick. Then you have to discover Guru, he said. I never heard him saying, I am a guru. Now, what I am saying here, the sishya sambandha, acharya sambandha, isn't it? Sishya, I am a disciple. Then what I am a disciple means, first you associate I am with what? Disciple status. Then once you are a disciple, associate yourself with what? My guru. I am a disciple, my guru. Look at this. If you are pure consciousness existence, are you a disciple? No. So, I am a disciple. If you say relatively, I am a disciple, fine. I was a disciple relatively. But in jnanam, where is the disciple? As pure consciousness existence, are you a disciple or are you a guru? The guru is consciousness existence. Sishya is consciousness existence. Isn't it? The non-gurus, non-sishya is also consciousness existence only. Therefore, in ajnanam only sambandha is possible. In jnanam, you don't undo the sambandha. In jnanam, you will not mistake the sambandha as absolute. In jnanam, any sambandha will be what now? Relative. What is relative becomes absolute in ajnanam. So, aham sishyaha means really you think you are a sishyaha. Are really sishyaha? Relatively you are a sishyaha. Relatively the other person is a teacher. But in ajnanam, what is relative becomes absolute means, aham sishyaha means, you associate yourself with what? Sambandha is what? With the studentship. You associate yourself with what? My teacher. When you say, you associate yourself with also what now? The guru. Isn't it? These connections. See, Guru Sishya Sambandha. Swaswami Sambandha. Now, Karyakarana Sambandha. Three associations. Three relationships. Is it clear now? Then, Pitru Putradhyatmana. Pitru Putradi Atmana Sambandha. Now, what now? Pita Putra Sambandha. You can say what? I am a father. If you say I am a father, it is relative association, you know it is fine. If you know 100% very clearly, I it is self, I am pure consciousness existence, does consciousness existence have the role play? Who plays the role? Does consciousness existence play the role? Does consciousness existence become a father? There is no father, mother, son or teacher or sishya or karyam or karnam or jagat or any pain or any pleasure without consciousness. But does consciousness existence have any role play? Okay? If in jnanam I am a father is relative stay role, in ajnanam I am a father, absolute sense, I am a father. It's clear now. So, pita sambandha, I am a father or I am a son or I am a father, this is my son means, what now? Pita sambandha, a role as you associate yourself with father's role, then you associate yourself with a person, isn't it? As also what now? As your son is called pita-putra sambandha. You can say mata-putra sambandha also. He doesn't have time to write all the sambandhas. So he connected. No, sister-sister sambandha, sister-brother sambandha, pita-putra sambandha, husband-wife sambandha. Isn't it? You can say mata-putri sambandha, pita-putri sambandha, grandfather-granddaughter sambandha. You can include all that now. Great grandmother, great granddaughter, sambandha, kollu peti, ellu peti, pooti party, sambandha. All these sambandhas are what now? Only in ajnanam. Swami, what is this? People don't like this. There are relationships now in the world. How to live without relationships? Hey, who said you have to live without relationships? Life is relationships only. Life is related only. But understand they are all relative. But you mistake the relative associations, relative sambandhas as absolute sambandha. That is why if it's absolute, relationship should never go. You should continue, you should always be a father throughout. Father, 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 father. Okay, and son should be a son, 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 always. Why it is not absolute? Relative. It goes. Why it goes? You know, antyeshti, the son does. Or any father. You know that 41st samskara. And then the sad thing, it's a pain. Any relationship goes. Father dies. One day mother dies, one day this son becomes a father and grandfather, he dies. Where is the sambandha? Is absolute? Relative. Any relationship is relative. Any connection is relative. Guru-sishya sambandha is relative. Pitra-pita-putra sambandha is relative. Husband-wife sambandha is relative. Any damn sambandha is relative. There is no absolute relationship. Even with Bhagavan, you don't have absolute sambandha. Why? You are Bhagavan. Abba. You all know this. To have sambandha, you must be different. You know that. Where is the sambandha? Nice to know, isn't it? It's a bitter fact. The emotional people don't like all these things. They don't like this. Come on, don't like means go and play with the toys. Okay, that is the thing. This is a fact, isn't it? Therefore, even with Bhagavan, you can't have sambandha. That sambandha is what? You know, only in ajnanam, you can have sambandha. Little Meera always was holding Krishna's murti. Okay, that's all okay. We can respect the bhakti. That's a different thing. But not from the standpoint of jnanam, you know. And Vallabhacharya Swami wrote, adaram madaram nor shotram madaram. It's all emotional. In Jnanam, where is that? In Advaitam, no relationship possible. That means what? I'm not saying people who have Advaita question has no relationship, they're always like rocks. Not like that. In Advaitic vision, you know relationships are relative. When you don't mistake the relative associations, links, connections, sambandhas as absolute, you look at them as relative, then you will not be afflicted when relationships break. They will break. How long? Any relationship will break. Binaj is already thinking about Mona's wedding. My daughter is going to go away to other house. Marriage also small. Every daughter goes away to other house, she has to go. You know? And how much ever... This is again, that's why all marriage days, first day, they know the girl has to get married and go away. But marriage day, all mothers will be doing like this. And a very happy day. But if they don't get married, they'll be very unhappy. My guy sitting at home, my big pain and a burden. And then, but then on marriage day, all mothers will go to the backside and then they'll do like this. I have noticed every wedding. Go inside, you know, that they don't want to show in front of others. They're crying. My daughter has to go with other house. It will go and dirty the place, okay? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, it's all emotional. In any sambandha has to come to an end. The sambandha is possible when only in ajnanam. Maya paribhram. Shankaracharya feels. What is ajnanam does now? The ajnanam is maya. Shakti, in the form of avarna shakti, covers the truth. No, thereby what? Because ajnanam, vikshepa shakti, projects the erroneous perception, and then this person, what is relative becomes absolute for him. All the relative relationships are become absolute. Then he don't think the relationships are all there in these differences. Some differences are there. Once the differences are there, sambandha is possible. In differences are all resolved in jnanam, sambandha also will be resolved. That means what is relative will not be mistaken for the absolute. Isn't it? So, karya karana sambandha, swami swaswami sambandha, sishya guru sishya sambandha, pita putra sambandha, as I told you, include all this. Now, you know, pet owner sambandha. My Holly has been crying and crying for Pitiji had to spend 1 hour counseling her for Shika. Her hen has been killed by a next door fox. She has a chicken. Now so much is still crying. Now in entanglement, and what I'm saying here, this is all what now sambandha. Pita putra sambandha. Pitruputradhyatmana bhedataha. No? You say no. Vishwam pasyati karya karanataya swaswami sambandhataha sishyacharyataya tathaiva pitruputradhyatmana bhedataha. Svapne jagrati va ya esha purusho maya paribhramitaha. Now he says, where does he see these differences? This maya paribhramitaha. See, a person is not deluded by maya shakti. He is not overpowered by maya shakti. He is free from the hold of ajnanam. If he is now resolved, then if no error is possible in the clear vision of the truth of one's real self being pure consciousness existence, error will be resolved, error being not there in his perception, when he has a clear understanding, then he can see all the differences being relative. Okay, all these Vedas, time, space, within the realm of time and space, whole Jagat, isn't it? Whole Jagat and different role plays, different positions, different possessions, different sambandhas, different relationships, all these differences are differences being relative, not being absolute, will be very clear in the if the perception is right. For the perception to be right, one must have a clear vision of the truth, one's own real self being, pure consciousness existence, which is the self of all the beings, which is the only reality of the entire Jagat. Is it clear now? Otherwise, he'll be Maya Paribhramitaha, deluded by Maya. Isn't it? Overpowered by ignorance, deluded by Maya, this person, when does he see the differences? Not in Sushupti. In Sushupti, one does not see the differences. One does not see the plurality. One does not see the multiplicity. One does not see the duality. I am different, world is different, Lord is different, things are different, relationships are real. No, there is no relationship. In Sushupti, nothing is there. Who said? In Sushupti, there is no difference. In Sushupti, there is no relationship. Thank God. At least in sleep, you don't think you are wife of somebody, your husband of somebody, you are mother of somebody, father of somebody, you are going to become a granddaughter, grandmother of somebody. Isn't it? These sambandhas, and I'm a survey, you know, surveyor, that sambandha is not there where? I am is okay. I'm a surveyor means what? Sambandha. I am okay, I'm a husband is sambandha. The sambandha is real. Is it real? Empirically real. Is absolutely real? No. But what do we think? Empirically real sambandha becomes absolutely real sambandha in ajnanam. Is it clear now? But in deep sleep state, empirically real sambandha also is not there. Is it clear now? Why empirically real? There is no absolutely real sambandha. Okay? No, absolutely real sambandha is not there at all. There is no absolutely real sambandha. But there is sambandha. We do not deny the existence of sambandha. But that sambandha is not absolutely real, but empirically real. Not absolute, but relative. That relative sambandha also, empirically real sambandha also, is there when? Only in waking and dream states. In deep sleep states, where is the sambandha? If it is absolutely real, if it is absolute, if the relationships are absolute, if the relationships are absolutely real, then the relationships must be there always. Why they are not there in deep sleep state? You yourself are not there. You are there. You don't even know you are in deep sleep state. So, the differences, the vastness, time, space, relationships, roles, all of them, when are they? Only when they are evident. When do they become evident? They are as good as non-existent in deep sleep state. Isn't it? Anything relative is as good as non-existent in deep sleep state. There is no bhedaha. Time is not there, space is not there. Even cognition I am is not there. Therefore what? world is not a why? They're all relative prapancha, the relative world which you relate to, in the related world, the world which you are relating yourself to, relate with, this world is when? One dependent on the operation of the mind and senses. All these organs of transactions, the sense organs, organs of actions and the mind, when they are functional, time comes into manifestation, space comes into manifestation, no, wave it becomes evident, all the world comes in, becomes evident, the relationship becomes evident, isn't it? What is the relationship in deep sleep state? Mind goes off. Once mind is off, mind becomes non-operative, mind becomes non-functional. Where is knowledge I am? Gone. When the mind is turned off, put off, sense powers become absent, resolved. Then organs of powers of organs of actions become resolved. Once all these subtle powers are resolved, except prana, all these powers, 10 powers, as we have seen already, karana upasamharanataha, remember this verse? Karana upasamharanataha, you have seen the earlier verse. Karananam upasamharanena, upasamharanat, when all these sense organs and the powers of organs of actions, the mind is turned off, all of them become resolved. The 11 karanas, when they resolved, where is the difference? Tell me. Where is the jagat? Just think, you have to think very well. Where is the universe? Where is the time? Where is space? Where are the relationships? Where are the role plays? Where are they? What say do you have? Can you keep yourself on all the time? So you are that pure consciousness existence, but in ajnanam, because of this maya shakti, avarna shakti causes ajnanam, vikshepa shakti causes error in perception, you are totally deluded, then you mistake the relative prapanchaha, relative associations, karyakarana sambandaha, or swaswami sambandaha, pitruputradi sambandaha, gurusishya sambandaha, any role play sambandaha, any relationship is, which is relative, you mistake it for the absolute relationship. If you do not mistake it for absolute, when the relationship breaks, you will not become miserable. When you mistake the relative for the absolute, then the relationship breaks, you can't stand the pain. Idu unmai. Is it clear now? So he says, when not in deep sleep state, there is no sambandha. When do you have sambandha? Swapne jagrati. Swapne. In swapne also you have relationship. What? You have in swapna, you are a swapna jivaha. So a dream individual. And there you relate to what now? Dream relationship. You have dream relationship. But only difference between dream relationship and the waking relationship is, this is not said here, it is said elsewhere, in Panchadashi. Only difference what now? In dream relationship, all the related objects are your own mental projections, thought, vasanamayam. Thought projected objects. But in real, not real, in swap, in jagrat, the objects are all what? Elemental. In swapna, objects are not elementals. Okay? The jagrat, objects are all elementals. Products of elements. In swapnam, objects are all thought products. Thought product, elemental product. Thought is elemental product. That's a different thing. But thought produced are the dream objects, dream world. You have relationship with what? There, thought produced dream world, dream people, dream objects, dream party, dream pleasure, dream pain. In Jagrat, you have relationship with what now? Bhautika prapancha, bhautika objects, elemental products. There's only difference. Otherwise, there's no difference. Okay? You have time, space, you have objects, you have role plays, you have relationships. Relationships are possible only when there are differences. Differences are possible only when the jagat becomes evident. That is possible only when the mind and senses operate. When they are not operating, they are not there. When in the absence of the operation of these organs of transactions, what are you? Where are you? Who are you? You are pure consciousness existence. So not only in wake deep sleep state you are pure consciousness existence, you are in reality, in fact, you are pure consciousness existence in waking also. In dream also you are pure consciousness existence. Understand? But these relationships, these differences, this jagat, this everything, they come, stay and go in pure consciousness existence. So what comes, stays and goes is incidental. But what is always is eternal. You are eternal consciousness existence. But the relationships are all relative. They come and go. Is it clear now? Therefore, when do you have relationships? Swapne Jagrati. Don't say I have a relationship even in my deep sleep state. Some people write a love letter. Even in my next life, I'll be with you. All stories, okay? Height of ajnanam and height of delusion. Height of emotional entanglement. You can see that. We will live together, die together, and on. There's no such thing. Where are you dying? Where are you born? Isn't it? You will become Brinjal and other person will become Abujin. Indian Abujin, okay? Anyway, so... okay. Now what I'm saying here, there's no such thing called oneness of reality. We're talking about the oneness of reality, non-duality of reality, which is you, which is the real self. It's all maya, paribhramaha. It's all delusion, confusion, caused by maya, ajnanam. Ajnana jatam, confusion. They're all what is relative, what is empirical, should not be mistaken for the absolute. Okay, so he says, and who is this paribrahmitaha? Who is this deluded person who in reality is pure consciousness existence, but being deluded by ignorance and confusion, isn't it? Maya Shakti, who has these relationships as what? Karya Karana Sambandha, who mistakes these relationships for the relative relationships for the absolute relationships. Who is this person? He is also none other than Dakshinamurti only. Why? In reality, what is he? Consciousness existence. Therefore, I bow to my Guru, who is other than Dakshinamurti, who is in reality, what now? Who is in the form of this Maya Paribhramitaha also. Is it clear now? That's why jivopi naiva parah jivaha api naiva paraha, jivaha also is dakshinamurtihi. Pirda, okay. I finished this verse. Will we read the verse? No, simple verses. Now you can relax. So with this, dakshinamurti ashtakam is over. With this, dakshinamurti ashtakam is over. And the next verse will be, two verses are also dakshinamurti stotram only. They also form part of dakshinamurti stotram. And it is believed Shankara Bhagavatpada himself must have written these verses, or maybe other acharyas might have written this. Doesn't matter. Very beautiful verses. We can read. Okay.
Vishvam pashyati karya karanataya.
Vishvam pashyati karya karanataya.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Shishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Shishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Pitruputradhyatmana bhedatah.
Pitruputradhyatmana
bhedatah. Swapne jagrativa.
Swapne jagrativa.
Yayesha purusho.
Yayesha purusho.
Maya paribhramitah.
Maya paribhramitah.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
So I offer my prostrations unto the Lord Dakshina Murtihi, who is Guru Murtihi, who is actually in the form of this person, who is the truth of the reality, in reality, who is also the truth of this Eshaha, this person. Who is this person? Who is deluded because of Maya, because of Ajnanam, and who in deep sleep state, in waking and the dream states, Swapne Jagrati, he sees this world, how? With all the differences, mistaking the relative relationships, such as, you know, karya karana sambandha, cause effect sambandha, so owner owned sambandha, guru sishya sambandha, father son sambandha, with all these relationships, with all the differences, he sees this world mistaking the relative things, relationships for the absolute relationship. So, karyakaranataya vishvam pashyati. Swaswami sambandataha vishvam pashyati. Sishya acharyataya vishvam pashyati. No, sishya acharyataya tathayeva pitruputradi atmana bhedataha. Swapne jagrati yaha yeshaha purushaha vishvam pashyati. One who sees this world with all the differences, with all these different differences, with all the relationships, when in deep sleep, in dream state and in the waking state, not in deep sleep state, okay? In these two states, dream and the waking state, being deluded, caused by Maya. And that person in reality is none other than Satchidatma Dakshinamurtihi, who is my Guru Murtihi, unto him my namaskars. Is it clear? See, Maya Yeshaha Purushaha, this person, Maya Paribhramitaha, Jagat Pashyati, Vishwam Pashyati. How does he see? We are talking about the Jnani. Katam Jnani Pashyati, Vishwam, Jnani also Vishwam Pashyati. How does the Jnani Vishwam Pashyati, how does the Jnani see the world? Aham idam sarvam. How does the Jnani Pashyati? How does the Jnani see the world? All that is here is me. Okay, all that is here is Brahma. Iruppadellam Iraivane. What is there is only Brahma. Is there a Jagat? Jagat is as though. Mithya. Is there Jagat? Yeah, Jagat is as though. Yes, Jagat is, he won't say. Jagat is as though. If you ask, he'll say Jagat is as though. Do you say Jagat is not there at all? Jagat is as though. Isn't Jagat there? Jagat is mithya. As though. What is there? What is there is only Brahma. Are you there or not? I am that Brahman. Okay? This is how a jnani pashyati. What about these differences? Don't you accept the differences? Your hunger, thirst, your tiredness, your boredom, and then your tea break. What about all these differences? All these differences are real or not? All the differences are relative, empirical. They're not absolute. What about the relationships? All the relationships are empirical, relative. What is absolute then? All that is there is only Brahman. Brahman alone is absolute. I am that Brahman. This is how a jnani Vishwam Pashyati. But Maya Paribhramitaha Katham Pashyati Sambandataha, Bedataha, with all relationships, with all differences. And when does he see that? Even this Maya Paribhramitaha also does not see the differences, does not see the relationships. When? In deep sleep. In Sushupti he does not see. Even Maya, deluded person, confused person, does not see the differences, does not see the relationships in Sushupti, in deep sleep state. He sees these differences and he sees the relationships which are relative. For him, in his understanding, everything is absolute, real. He sees Vishwam Pashyati, with all these differences are real for him. All these relationships are real for him. And that is why when they break also, he becomes very miserable also. Understand? Therefore, Maya Paribhramitaha Vishwam Katham Pashyati Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagati, he does not see. He says what now? Pitra Putra Adi Atmana Bhedataha Guru Sishya Sambandataha, Vedataha, no, Karyakarana Sambandataha, Karyakaranataya, Cha, Vedataha, Saha Vishwam Pashyati. This poor Jiva's truth, in fact, this Jiva who is deluded, what is he in absolute sense? Other than Satchidatma, the Parambrahma, who is Dakshinamurtihi, who is Nama Guru Murtihi, unto him my salutations.
What is this Atmana?
I am. See, I am father, son, etc. Simply.
Atmana?
Yeah. In the form of.
In the form of.
Pitra Putra Adi Atmana, in the form of father, son, etc. See, Pitru Putra Adi Atmana, in the form of son, father, etc. I mean, etc. I'm not talking, so many relationships you can include.
And Tatha Eva
over there? Tatha Eva, as well, similarly. Simply, that's adjusting the meter. Tatha Eva, as well. Pitru Tatha Eva, in the same way.
Because there are two things he's talking about there.
Yeah.
The Vedataha and
Sambandataha. See, differences and relationships. See, relationships are possible only when there are differences. And in non-difference, where is the relationship? See, in non-difference, there is no relationship.
So, so that's both those words relate to all those things. Yeah? Karana.
Yeah, no, generally. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we thought.
See, Pitiji, Vedaha Sambandaha. In non-difference, in non-duality, in oneness of reality, second thing being not there, where is the difference?